From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Zimbabweans reacted with shock after President Emmerson Mnangagwa survived an explosion at a rally in Bulawayo Saturday. The president said that the explosion at a stadium where he was addressing a political rally was a cowardly act, and it would not prevent the country from holding free and peaceful elections next month.
These are my normal enemies, and the attempts have been so many. This is not the first attempt in my life. It's normal.
Mr. Mnangagwa came to power last November by ousting his former mentor, longtime Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe. Meanwhile, at least one person was killed in a grenade attack on Saturday at a rally by Ethiopia's Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. The attack was launched just moments after the 41-year-old Abiy finished his speech to tens of thousands of people gathered in the center of Addis Ababa. Addressing the nation on television shortly after the blast, Abiy said the attack was an attempt by forces who do not want to see Ethiopia united. Dr. Benaim Unete said that medical professionals were already at the rally and helped the wounded.
We had an emergency bed reserved, and everybody was on standby, including all the doctors, and they came from their home, actually. Some of them were also in the demonstration, and they came immediately, accompanying the patients, and we had reserved beds as well, and also everybody was alarmed.
Eritrea, which has long been at loggerheads with Ethiopia over a border dispute that Abiy has sought to resolve, condemned the incident, as did the European Union and the United States. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump defended his tough stance on immigrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border Saturday, saying the immigration problem should have been solved years ago. Speaking to the Nevada Republican Convention, Trump said that his administration is working very hard to solve the immigration issue. The president repeated his assertion that gang members and criminals would come into the country without a tough border policy.
We will have millions and millions of people pouring through our country with all of the problems that would cause.
The president did not mention the policy he recently rescinded that led to the separation of families and children who had been apprehended for illegally crossing into the U.S. from Mexico. News coverage of Trump's zero-tolerance policy led to a public outcry. At least five people, including a one-year-old child, have been killed in clashes between pro-government forces and opponents of President Daniel Ortega in Nicaragua. Police said the boy was killed Saturday by a bullet fired by someone trying to prevent officers from clearing road barricades. However, the boy's mother said police had shot her son. The Nicaraguan Human Rights Center said the violence started late Friday when police and paramilitary forces flooded six neighborhoods in East Managua and the National Autonomous University of Nicaragua. The Central American country has been rocked by violence since April as protesters maintain roadblocks and demanding President Daniel Ortega's ouster have been met by a harsh crackdown. Turkish voters head to the polls in just a few hours, holding a snap presidential and parliamentary election more than a year ahead of schedule. Six candidates are running for the presidency, and the election is expected to either solidify Recep Tayyip Erdogan's grip on the nation or restrain his political ambitions. At a rally Saturday, President Erdogan encouraged his followers to get out and vote.
Yarın hazırız.
He said, "Are you ready for tomorrow? There are hours left now. We have to persevere really hard in these few remaining hours." Erdogan's main rival is Muharrem İnce, a 54-year-old former physics teacher and school principal. He told supporters Saturday he will change the way things are done in Turkey. He said, "When I am president, I will lift the state of emergency within 48 hours. The central bank and its board of directors will be autonomous." The election will usher in a new system of governance, giving the president expanded powers in Turkey. The post of prime minister will be abolished. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.